Thank you, Elizabeth. We end this edition with a selection of the shorter stories from the evening news, starting with a festival in celebration of Mother's Ruin.
Yes, a major gin festival returns to the city this summer, with connoisseurs being given the tonic of an extra night after the event had sold out. Gin Festival will be hitting Norwich in July, but organisers have added a new date after tickets for its sessions on July the 14th and July the 15th sold out just weeks after going on sale. More than 100 gins will be on offer at the event at the halls, which will include top craft distillers and a whole world of ginformation over the 3 days. Broken down into 4 sessions over the 3 days of the festival, it will feature afternoon sessions, which run from 12:30 until 5 p.m, and evening sessions, which run from 6:30 to 11 p.m. The tickets are from £13 plus booking fee per session, over 18s only, no babies or children allowed. ID may be required.
A children's hospice is promising tasty treats and fancy dress fun as it calls on communities to make each day count. Communities across the region are set to help East Anglia's Children's Hospice Each turn up the volume on its vital service by organising and taking part in fundraising activities. During Children's Hospice Week, May the 22nd until the 28th, each day is themed to ensure anyone taking part can make each day count. Rustle up some tasty treats on Munching Monday, get lucky on Tombola Tuesday, explore outside on Walking Wednesday, use your head on Thinking Thursday, and dress up fancy dress Friday. Each cares for 368 children and young people with a life-threatening condition across Cambridgeshire, Norfolk, Suffolk, and Essex, and supports 459 family members.
A national cancer charity is encouraging people who've been affected by lymphatic cancer to attend a support group meeting. The Norwich Lymphoma Association Support Group will hold the meeting on Wednesday, May the 31st, from 7:30 at the Big C Centre at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. The group is made up of individuals who are or have been affected by lymphoma in some way, including patients, family members, partners, friends and carers. Every year, more than 19,000 new cases of lymphoma are identified in the UK, making it the 5th most common cancer diagnosed by clinicians. Lymphatic cancer can occur in both men and women at any age, but it's most common in people over 55.
Olympian Tim Bailey officially opened Aldi's 4th store in Norwich, which has brought 40 jobs to the area. The athlete, who won gold in the London 2012 canoe slalom, celebrating his 38th birthday by opening the Hall Road store. It is in the first of 2 new Aldi stores to open in Norwich this year. Children from Edith Cavell Academy School's choir treated customers to a sing-along at the store before receiving shopping bags full of fresh fruit from the supermarket.
A garden open day in a village on the Norfolk Broads will be raising funds for the East Coast Hospice Appeal. The Family Garden Open Day will be held at the Old House in Ranworth on Sunday, May the 28th, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Situated next to Ranworth Broad on one side and St Helen's Church on the other, the beautiful gardens are rarely open to the public. For this event, organised in conjunction with the Honourable Mrs Jaquetta Cater, the Acles St Edmund Youth Orchestra and the Rackheath Primary School musicians will perform music in the walled garden and stable block refreshment area. Craft stalls will be trading on the old tennis courts, cakes and refreshments will be available, and there's a children's nature trail in the gardens. East Coast Hospice is raising funds to build a hospice in Galston.
A string of road closures is looming because of the continuing work on the Norwich Northern Distributor Road. Council bosses have said that the current closures of Salhouse Road to complete the NDR roundabout and Drayton Lane South are likely to remain in place. There have been hopes for earlier openings of the roads, but Norfolk County Council bosses have said they are now likely to remain shut for the rest of the week, and there will be a string of further closures while work on the 178.5 million road, which will stretch from the A47 at Postwick to the A1067 Fakenham Road, continues.
The owner of a children's boutique has donated £400 to a hospice fundraiser after selling calendars in memory of a baby who died. Dorothy Thompson, proprietor of Cocciolino Children's Wear on Norwich's Timber Hill, raised the money for East Anglia's Children's Hospice's Nook Appeal. The appeal was launched 2 years ago to raise £10 million for a new purpose-built facility at Framingham Earl in Norfolk. It'll replace the charity's Quidnam base. Mrs. Thompson, who set up Cocciolino 4 years ago, was inspired to make the 2017 calendar after one of the shop's customers gave birth prematurely at 24 weeks pregnant. Baby Kai lived for 6 months, and he and his parents were supported by each.
A cancer survivor has raised hundreds of pounds for a charity which supported her through treatment. Claire Alden from New Close in Acol has recently been given the all clear after having breast cancer. She has raised £1,500 by organising sponsored activities and sales for the Big C, which helps to improve the lives of people affected by cancer in Norfolk and Waveney. Fundraisers included a 3 mile walk, which started and ended at Strumshaw Post Office, and a tombola. Items from the tombola were donated by Sainsbury's supermarket on Pound Lane, Norwich, where Mrs. Alden works. The donated tombola items raised £260. She said, thanks to everyone who took part in the walk and others who donated money.
Three new tenants have taken premises at a business centre near Norwich, with experts pointing to strong demand for office space. Cringleford Business Centre in Intwood Road has let the suites through the Roche Chartered Surveyors. NHS Trust Cambridge Community Services has leased 4,183 square feet of office space as an administrative base from which to run its local services, while Stable Pilates has created a 2,221 square foot studio, having relocated from Coney Hall. Expanding recruitment consultants, Just Recruitment Solutions, have moved from Ketteringham Hall into Suite 8B. James Allen, senior partner at Roche Chartered Surveyors, said there were further lettings in the pipeline for the business centre. He said, these latest lettings reflect the continued demand for office accommodation with parking on the south side of Norwich.
A leisure group has raised £1,600 for the Norfolk-based testicular cancer charity, It's On The Ball. Norwich Inns has held everything from beer tasting events to golf days to support the charity over the past 12 months. Vince Wolverson, the chairman at It's On The Ball, said, being such a young charity, it's opportunities like this that help us to grow and develop our support services and increase our awareness in Norfolk and beyond. Testicular cancer is a topic that most men don't want to think about, but simply by getting our message out into the public can remove the stigma this cancer has. Craig McLaren, Chief Executive Officer of Norwich Inns, said, a special thank you must go to all our customers who have once again given generously to a most deserving charity.
A family's never-ending nightmare is continuing after vandals trashed a memorial garden built to celebrate the life of Summer Grant. The mother of 7-year-old Summer, who died at an Essex fun fair when the Bansic Castle she was playing on blew away, said, I know kids do silly things, but I don't know what would go through someone's mind to do this. The family of Summer from Helston worked alongside staff at Valley Primary Academy, where she'd served on the school council, to create the garden. But teachers were dismayed to find the garden ripped from its bed and obscene graffiti daubed over the school walls.
A 5-year blueprint which outlines the £5.7 million of plans to improve Norwich for visitors and businesses have been unveiled. Sprucing up the city's gateways, making more of the River Wensum, and a bigger Christmas lights display are among the ideas being put forward by the Norwich Business Improvement District, bid. But the organisation needs businesses to back the plans, which include a campaign to maximise trade during the low season and during busy periods such as the City of Ale and Food and Drink Festival. The city centre free Wi-Fi service would also be extended if the master plan gets the go-ahead.
And that's just about all for now. We hope you've enjoyed listening to this week's edition. Please return your recording to us by putting it back in the wallet, turning over the address label at the front, and popping it in the post. Simple as that. And I know we say this every week, but all post is paid for, so no need for a stamp.
We are always pleased to hear from our listeners and pass on any news you may have to fellow listeners. You can call us on 01603 765 365. That is 01603 765 365, and leave a message on our answering machine. But if you don't want to talk to a machine, you may prefer just to put a note in the wallet when you return your recording to us. And we have our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. All items were taken from the evening news, courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording.
Your readers on Part 1 were Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell, and the features were read by Elizabeth Stimpson. This week's edition was recorded by Peter Murch. And so, on behalf of this week's editor, Peter Wilson, and all of us here at Chatterbox, until next week, it's goodbye from me, John Francis.
And Marianne Penn.
Goodbye.